I have read a commentary of the Franciscans about our readings today. First, the first reading, it says that Isaiah's closing oracles celebrate the wonderful transformation brought about by God's grace for our weary people. The people of Israel were once burdened with the failures of a past dominated by sin and pride. Leaders such as King Ahaz of Judah decided to put their personal agendas over to service to God. People are wiser. They are ready to respond to God's grace. They at last understand that their true purpose in this world is to put God's interest first. The joyful tone of this reading is clearly exhibited in the repeated invitation for Jerusalem's mourners to sing with joy about her restoration, especially as described like children. This oracle portrays God's people as a child carried in the comforting arms of its mother. This image is not arbitrary. Prophet Isaiah's first oracles portrayed God looking for wayward people who were like lost children. In these closing oracles, we heard in our first reading, the people have become servants of the Lord. They are children who have at last returned home. In our second reading to the Galatians, St. Paul will boast with only one thing, the cross of Jesus Christ. By dying on that cross, Jesus saved the world. And for St. Paul, all that matters is that the Lord's sacrifice on the cross has completely transformed also the way of looking at things by St. Paul's. All that matters now is that believers have been created anew. So there is what we call a teaching that only by faith you will be saved or only by good works. No, it's both for St. Paul. We have to believe in the saving sacrifice of Jesus, accept that sacrifice, but we have to do our part also to do the good work. We receive this being newly created, new creation by our baptism, and we share in the divine life of God by our baptism, and not only his divine life but also his mission, and that is as priest, prophet, and king. We as ordained ministers, we are the one that minister in the church, but still you as sharing in the common priesthood, then you also minister to your own family and other people. We do this, St. Paul said, peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule. In our gospel, the context for today's gospel is Luke's description of Jesus' final journey to Jerusalem. One that a very significant aspect of this journey is that Jesus uses it to instruct his disciples regarding discipleship. In a real sense, it is a catechism on discipleship. This time, however, the number of disciples has been expanded to 72, a number symbolizing universality and completeness. The 12 represent the 12 tribes of Israel and also now the successors of these apostles or our bishops in our time now. But also, we are the extension, the priests are the extension of the bishop. But this 72 here more symbolizing all of you, the laity, who will help in spreading the good news to all the people. So the 72 disciples are sent out in pairs, providing safety as well as their qualification as official witnesses. They are considered to be extensions of Jesus' own ministry of restoring and proclaiming the kingdom of God. There is an urgency about this mission. The time is right and the people seem ready. The disciples must seize the moment. However, they are to make no mistake. This will not be easy work. Amid this dangerous task, they will seem like lambs sent out among wolves. But we don't have to worry because God will take care of us. He's like a good shepherd that will take care of us as we continue to proclaim the kingdom of God. And so one of the lessons is that we lean and focus. The lifestyle of a disciple is set forth very clearly. Stay lean and stay focused. This is all about proclaiming the kingdom of God, not about popularity. A disciple travels light and depends on the hospitality of the community for the basic essentials. There's to be no useless conversation. Proclaim the message of peace and do not get distracted. The disciple is to stay in one place and must not seek out the best accommodations. Take what they offered and do not complain. If a disciple is leave by shaking the dust from one's feet, which implies a curse of the rejection aimed at those who refuse the message and presence of the disciple. To reject the disciple is to reject the message of salvation the disciple brings. The gospel is also to tell us that the conversion is not our work, it's the work of God. Anybody proclaiming the gospel cannot rely on human power. His only strength is the one coming from the word that he proclaims. So it is God through the Holy Spirit who converted. For us, we have to plant the seeds and the fruit will be there. And then, of course, the result of this, when we follow this program of discipleship, there will be real joy. The initial success of these disciples fills them with joy. They are confident that they are indeed mediating Jesus' power to heal and to preach effectively. Jesus himself confirms their initial success. They have exercised their discipleship effectively, confronting the powers of evil with the power of the gospel. However, they are warned that this success should not real joy comes from having one's name written in heaven. What does it mean that your name will be written in heaven? It means we have a permanent home in the heart of God. We are safe in his in his or her mother's arms. Today we approach the table of the Lord. As we approach Holy Communion, let us prepare to receive the food that will nourish us for our mission. We will receive the very life of the one who saints us. Jesus needs all of us to continue to proclaim the good news. And so as we receive him, let us receive the strength also that he gives us, the power to love others, to love one another, so that as we go to the world after this Mass and you go out, that as we are confronted with many lies of Satan or the enemy, that we will proclaim the truth with love, and that many will be saved. May we trust in our Holy Mother, the Church, by trusting the help of our Mother Mary, like a child nursed. Amen.